that's not who I am anymore. Most notably, he's talked about getting sober.
Today we're going to need to have a serious conversation about how a lot of the progress we've made and how we talk and think about things like mental health and addiction are being directly used to provide men, especially wealthy, powerful men, with loopholes to avoid any level of accountability to the people that they have directly harmed, those people typically being the women and children in their own lives. That video happened to be about Brad Pitt, who's currently on a massive PR tour to promote his new F1 movie, which is also serving as a kind of redemption tour to focus on things like his sobriety and his shiny new girlfriend, and not the fact that he beat his ex-wife and now the vast majority of his children no longer speak to or associate with him. But this could be about so many men, right? Like, you could turn on Bravo and watch it happen in real time with Jax and Brittany on The Valley, or you could go watch the 2-hour-long redemption interview that Shia LaBeouf gave to Jon Bernthal, where they talk at length about his newfound sobriety and spirituality and his new wife, and never once mentioned by name the woman that he nearly murdered. You could search the names of beloved male celebrities like Sean Penn or Michael Fassbender and add the words domestic violence to your search. The point is, this superficially evolved approach to dealing with things like real mental health or addiction issues is being very cynically and intentionally used by not just a lot of these very bad men, but also the PR enterprises that surround them, to convince us all that things like sobriety is essentially a kind of debt jubilee where anything you might have done to anyone before no longer matters or needs to be addressed. That very vaguely alluding to a problem in interviews is the same as doing literally anything to solve it. Men love to talk about getting help. They very rarely like to talk about actually helping the people that they themselves hurt. This framework also just loves to gaslight us into thinking that if we still want to hold these men accountable for the things that they not only very much did, but still have yet to ever meaningfully address, we're the ones with the problem who can't move on. I don't doubt that human beings are capable and deserving of real change. I just sincerely doubt that the rich, powerful men who we are essentially throwing a media parade for doing the bare minimum for are the ones changing.